Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
Friday the 13th to the 15th of April 2018, the inaugural Ascot Spring Garden Show takes place. You may have heard Kate Gold, a former guest of the show, now talk about it of recent. You can go back and listen to that one if you choose. A gentleman, however, who needs no introduction, and today's guest is on the end of the line. And that, my good friends, is Stephen Bennett. Stephen, how are you? You're very welcome to the Sideshow.
Hi, Peter. I'm really well. Good to talk to you.
You too, my good man. Stephen, explain to me, first of all, what is proposed to be the inaugural Ascot Spring Garden Show?
Right. It's very simple. I worked for the RHS as the show's director for many years. And since leaving about 4 years ago, I was wandering about and met a gentleman from Ascot Racecourse. Funny enough, we were both at the Chinese Embassy in London, of all places. And his name, by the way, is Henry Trotter. He works at Ascot Racecourse. Henry said, "Who are you?" I told him. He said, "Oh, we at the racecourse have been thinking about introducing a new event, non-horse racing, the first in the 300-year history of the racecourse that won't be a horse race event." And I said, "Oh, yeah, what do you want to do?" He said, "Well, we had in mind to run a garden show." So I zoomed around to see them. And we very quickly agreed on a calendar slot, which is in the spring. And I came up with the formula, which they adopted. And that was about 2 years ago. And now in a few weeks' time, we open for the inaugural Ascot Spring Garden Show, 13th, 15th of April.
Now, for those who are maybe thinking, year one garden show, yeah, I'm not too sure about this.
Built a steamboat in a meadow. Cause I'd forgotten how to say. And I know the runner's going to tell you. There ain't no cowboy in my hat. So now he's buried by the daisies. Oh, so I could stay the tallest man.
My name is Phil Tremaine. I am from the Association of Professional Landscapers.
You've seen a lot of shows, you've been involved with a lot of shows, Phil, and we've spent a good bit of time over the last couple of days talking about that. How's this one stand up?
Well, I think this has been a very good start to what is going to be a very excellent show in years to come. I mean, the visitor numbers have been reasonable over the days, which even though there's been not that good of weather. The calibre of the gardens here has been exceptional, and I think everyone's had a really good time. Well, the personal highlight for me has been how much that we've managed to engage people in gardening on our stand by doing what lies beneath and showing people all the different angles that you can do within an achievable garden and getting people enthused about it. And that's what's been the highlight for me. I think if you take the conversation of the plants and the gardens out of the conversation, then the highlight for me would have been the college's input on the first floor with the competition done with David Dominey.
Why is that stand out for you?
Because it's just really good to see the youth coming together with their tutors and producing something on a very low budget to what has been a really great standard.
Have you been eating, dining here? Have you seen any of the other things going on?
Yeah, well, I haven't really ate anywhere other than the exhibitors' lounge, but I've been around and looked at some of the stands, and some of the other stands have been exceptional. You know, particularly I quite like looking at the sculptures and the different things that elements you can put into a garden.
Would you see yourself back here in 2019?
Well, I hope to be invited. I hope so. Yeah,
it's a nice compliment for a show, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is a nice compliment, but I think this show will be one that people will want to come to, and there's limited space at the minute. It'll grow, but I would hope to be one of the ones that will be invited next year because we'd want to be here.
Thank you so much for your time. Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Julie. I'm from the Savile Garden, and the show, I mean, we had beautiful weather yesterday. It's great to see this in Ascot, and yeah, everyone's enjoying it, buying plants, and it's just fantastic. Love it.
What's the feedback been like from the general public?
Really positive, really positive. It's just nice to have something different in Ascot, yeah.
Why are the Savile Garden here?
Because we want to promote our beautiful gardens. A lot of local people don't know we're there, which is amazing. And it's just a fantastic place. We're very lucky to have it.
Thank you so much, Julie. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Hannah Cook and I work for Cook's Garden Centre. I'm here at Ascot Flower Show with a collection of hydrangeas and patio tubs. It's been a marvellous weekend. I've thoroughly enjoyed it and all the people have been so lovely that we've served.
What do you think of the venue and the setting?
It's beautiful. It's lovely to have the racecourse around us. It's nice to have some tarmac as well on the rainy days. The public love it. We definitely will be getting a few returning visitors and hopefully more and more in the future.
You think you'll be back for 2019?
We will indeedy, hopefully, if they let us back.
Where have you been staying at, a random curiosity?
We've been staying at just a lovely travel lodge about 5 miles up the road. They live the life of luxury, we do.
What's been the best-selling plant for you this weekend?
It's the classic hydrangea fireworks white, which is our biggest seller at all the shows that we do. It's a showstopper. People can't walk past it without buying it, so thank you very much.
I'm Sarah from Oxford Planters.
Oxford Planters, what are they?
They're beautiful, bespoke, handmade planters, all made to order.
How long are you in business?
We've been in business since 2004.
And how have you found Ascot Spring Garden Show?
It's been beautiful. The weather yesterday was absolutely stunning, which obviously helped us on the stand show our beautiful collection. But overall, the show's been brilliant. We've got lots of new interest from lots of new people all across the county. They've loved it.
Have you been around the grounds?
Well, we obviously love Kate Gould's garden. Absolutely stunning. But the whole show itself is absolutely beautiful.
Why Kate's in particular?
Well, we might have had a little bit of involvement in that particular garden. But overall, her design is absolutely beautiful.
Will you be here 2019?
Well, hopefully, if they'll have us back.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
There you go.
Steve Burt, worked for Spring Jackson. Yeah, I will come again. Very good show. Very good show indeed. Personal highlight is the nice, good customers here, and the show gardens are excellent. The trade stands are really good. Top quality stands all round. One of the best garden shows I've ever been to.
Thank you so much, my good man. Real pleasure.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Hi there. My name's Drew. I work for Ascot.
Drew, what do you do at Ascot?
I'm here for spectator safety.
You're a safety man?
Yes. Predominantly safety, security, gate work, etc.
What's it like having a non-horse racing event at Ascot?
Oh yeah, it's lovely. It makes a change. I don't always work for Ascot. I do other events for other companies.
Have you taken a walk around the show?
I certainly have, yes. Quick walk.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, it's lovely. For a first show, it's beautiful.
Have you got a personal highlight?
Not as yet, no. I'm kind of impartial to favouritism.
Thanks very much, Drew. A pleasure.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Fit Probert. I'm from Outer Spaces up north, and I'm building the Yardley Flower Garden here at Ascot. I think it's just an amazing venue. When the sun shines, it looks even better. But it's been different, and different in a good way. There's lots of people here. There's lots of nurseries. Got lots of space to walk around and enjoy and really soak it in. And I think lots of people are taking their time to really look at things. I think, well, we've had good feedback, which I've been harsh on myself because the weather conditions have meant a few things aren't quite to the standard I would have liked, but they've said really, really nice things, so it can't be bad. I don't know, I think it's just the whole place. I just am in awe of the building and the shapes and the everything, the inspiration that the building alone and just...
Let's get into, just for a minute, the build, how difficult the build was, and that's allowed, and I think it's testament to you and the other designers that the standard of finish is so high based on what you, unknowns to a lot of people, went through, I guess.
My nice answer is, oh, it was okay. My real answer was, it was a nightmare. I think if you had seen my lawn literally less than 12 hours before opening, the mud went up to my knee. It was just horrific. And we have done well, all of us have done well to create, but I think I very daftly picked materials that just, if you can't tell, so it's okay.
None of that shows at all in any way.
No, not at all. And like I say, you're harsh on yourself because you know what you've just been through over the last couple of weeks. But no, for me, they're saying things like, you know, I could imagine this in my own garden. And that's what I like to hear.
Hello, I'm Colin Hickman from Hoyland Plant Centre. We're from Yorkshire, near the Pennines.
I would never have picked that up from your accent.
I know, it's surprising, isn't it, with my non-regional accent, but...
Says he with the Dublin one.
It's been good. It's been good, obviously, it's its first year. It's getting established, but I think the visitors have enjoyed it, and I think they've got plenty to see, really, here, hasn't it, with the show gardens and quite a good range of nurseries. Everybody's, I think, tried hard to get some good spring colour for everyone, so we forced these ones under grow lights to get them flowering in April rather than July, but... No, I think it's been a good one, and everybody's happy, I think, who I've spoken to. Best-selling plant, probably the dark agapanthus. There's one called Black Magic, and it's so dark, it's sort of dark purple, almost black, and people love something a bit different. So that one's been probably the highlight. And my exhibit's blowing over as we speak as well. So, again, I think, just being a sort of bit of a plantsman, just the range of nurseries, really, it's nice to see, because some of these nurseries here are real... plantaholics, and so they always bring something that's a little bit different. So I've been buying a few little bits and bobs myself. I bought a variegated clivia down there and a few little special things, so just seeing the range of plants, really, after a long winter. Yeah, certainly would. Yeah, it's been a sort of promising start, and you know, as the show establishes itself, I think it could be a really, really good thing.
Take plants out of the show, what is the one standout in that department?
Well, take the plants out of the show. Oof. I don't know, I enjoyed the band. Yeah, I've enjoyed it, actually. But no, I think it's an all-round good event, I think. So the venue, I was sort of standing in like a gobsmacked peasant looking up at the building here. It's an amazing thing, really.
It is. Thank you so much for your time. Real pleasure.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Rosie Hardy, and I'm here at Ascot Flower Show, and it's brilliant. And I'm here with my husband for, you know, if you ever come to the flower shows and you see us together, you know it's something special.
Sorry, I should start this again, actually. You are the most medalled nursery in the history of the show.
No, you just make me blush. That's how it happens when you say that.
Okay, well, you've been to a lot of shows.
I think the fact that this is just a really great show, the way it's been laid out, I think, you know, people are getting round. All the people that we have met, all the customers who've come through the door, are all really happy. They're pleased. We've had no bad word from anyone, which is fantastic. You know, it's very unusual to be somewhere where everybody is really happy and enjoying themselves.
We've got a lot of show gardens here, or there's six main show gardens. You've got the student show gardens.
I think they're wonderful. I think it's really great. The students have done a really good job with their spaces, and they're all slightly different. I noticed a lot of globes on there, but, you know, that's one thing that, you know, that's obviously material they're able to get hold of. But the actual big show gardens, they've all done completely different displays. They're completely different styles, utilise the space in a way that people who come who have a garden that size can see how much they can fit in there. It's amazing what you can put in a small space.
What's been the best-selling plant for you this weekend?
I think it has to be GM Scarlet Tempest. She's just a star, you know. She's a cracking, lovely, flouncy, bright red. And it's, for this area at Ascot, it's just ideal plant for them to grow in their soil.
Who's talking in the background?
Oh, it's Pippa on there. She's on the screens, and it's been great because she's been going around chatting to everybody, getting everybody's opinions, and it's been really good fun.
I'm not going to be able to talk with you much more because Pip's going to take over. Thanks very much, Rosie. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, and enjoy the football.
I'll try. Arsenal are winning at the minute.
Go for it. I'm Leslie Ann Munton from Munton's Plant Supports, and we produce big mild steel arches, obelisks and other supports for herbaceous plants and climbers. Well, it's been grand, except the weather. There's nothing you can do about the weather, but it's been cold. The people are very, very nice, good visitors, lovely facilities. So we've enjoyed the fact that you can get to the exhibitor cafe easily. We've enjoyed the fact that the loos are good, the aisles are absolutely clean, all of that's great. I think getting in, and I hope out easily. We do Chelsea every year, and I love Chelsea, but so getting in and out easily is very important for us.
Have you seen any of the gardens? Have you seen any of the displays?
I've looked at the gardens down there. I like the gardens very much indeed. There's some nice young designers using some very good materials down there.
Have you got a favourite?
The one that's using Court and Steel. Katie, I think she's called.
Oh, Kate Goals. Yeah. Did you like that?
Yes, very much. I think she's used some of the elements that I've seen her use before, but really nicely created.
It's kind of like she has her little stamp of approval, but it's not that standout-ish, or it's not replicated throughout the mall.
No, it's not. But it's the sort of garden you could feel yourself walking into and sitting down in.
Will you be back here for 2019?
Well, we hope to be.
What do you mean you hope to be?
It depends on our schedule. Thank you.
I'm Lucy Wheeler and I'm from Alatex Greenhouses. Yeah, it's been really good. This is my first day here, so we all share the show out. But it's been really good identifying a new target market for us and also having existing customers come and see us and let us know how they're getting on with their greenhouses.
For those who are not aware, what do Alatex do? And you've possibly just answered a little bit of that.
We do top-of-the-market aluminium Victorian-style greenhouses.
Curiosity killed the cat. What's the cheapest and what's the most expensive one, approximately?
The cheapest you're looking at is $11,250 for the aluminium structure plus the cost of the brick base. And then it goes up to whatever size you want, really. We do a lot of bespoke projects. We have done projects in excess of £1 million.
For a greenhouse?
Yes, for commercial ventures or private gardens and things like that.
They are, to be quite fair, like a greenhouse that you would absolutely live in the morning. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, absolutely. It's certainly an investment, but they have a lifetime guarantee, a very low maintenance, and our customers use them for gardening and for living in and entertaining. I've just had a look around the show gardens. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was a real good celebration of the spring season. Mm. Thank you very much.
That's it. That's not bad.
Yeah, hi, I'm Michael from Mike Tibbs Flowers. I'm a plant breeder, and it's been an amazing show for the inaugural event. And as a vendor here, it's been really good for us. We've almost sold out, so it's been really wonderful. All the ground orchids, all the new hardy ground orchids have been amazing. It's the first release of many of them, and we don't have any left. Everybody's enjoyed the show. Lots of people have enjoyed the surroundings, and nice for this area as well.
Will you be back in 2019?
I will, if I get invited.
You seem quite happy about that.
Yeah, I'm happy about it. I'm always happy when I'm with flowers.
You do a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of shows. How does this one differ?
It's smaller and it's intimate, and because they've selected good vendors and there's not that much competition, it's been great. The young gardeners exhibits.
Quite talented bunch of lads, aren't they?
They really are, aren't they? They've really put a lot of effort in, and they big muscle boys putting in those. That is quite amazing. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. Real pleasure.
Welcome. Pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Carl Borowski. I own Solid Oak Hardwood Furniture based in the northeast of England. And we're working with Pip Probert down here at the Royal Ascot Spring Flower Show. We brought some interesting items of furniture down for the garden. And basically, I think Pip's done a marvellous job and the furniture looks lovely. I think it's been very, very good, actually. For the same, it's the first time. The weather's been against everybody creating the gardens and the shows, but in principle, I think it's come out very, very well indeed.
Have you got a personal highlight outside of Pip's garden?
To be truthful, I haven't wandered very far from it because I like seeing people's reactions to the furniture that we create and also to the garden, which I think has been exceptionally good and the standard's marvellous. But I think Ascot's done very well with it. They've exuded fantastic comments, both with regard to the colour scheme of the planting, the garden itself, and the fact that I think they genuinely appreciate, as hopefully everyone does, the nice things that are created and capable of being created in people's gardens.
Would you come back here in 2019?
Yes.
That simple?
That simple.
Have you eaten yet?
Only the little bits of cheese on toast and a steak at night, and that's about the lot.
Thank you so much for your time.
An absolute pleasure. All the very best.
Hi, my name's Hugh Folds. I work for John Cullen Gardens. And the show's been amazing so far.
You're right on the steps as they come in the gates.
Yeah, it's been really great response from the public. It's been so good that they've even bought from us before they've even looked around the rest of the show on the gardens. So we've had an amazing response from the public. They've loved the atmosphere. They're buying, they're leaving bags with us, they're collecting them, they're coming back and buying more plants. So great, great response for us here at John Cullen Gardens.
You've been around the show, you've taken a walk around. That's Pip in the background.
What I have loved is I've loved the student gardens. I think they've been an extremely high standard. I've also loved the show gardens down at the sort of right-hand side of the whole venue. They've been amazing. I would even go as far as to say, dare I say it?
I have no comment to make on that at all.
Please try. The gardens have been great. One of the things about the whole show is you can see everything. You know, you can stand back, you see it. There's not, at the moment, it's not too busy. I don't know what it's going to be like next year when you hold it again. It may be very, very busy. But what the public are saying is what they love is the fact that they can browse easily. They can see things and they're really enjoying that experience. I am desperate to come back here in 2019. I just hope you're going to let me in because I think you're going to have a lot of people banging on your doors wanting to do this show. It's got to be the large screen that's just behind us because I keep looking out and you can see what's going on in the rest of the venue. When there's little talks going on, they're up on that screen. So we feel as if we're included with everything that's going on because we can hear what's going on and we can see it. You're more than welcome and I hope to see you next year and we're having another conversation.
We will do. I look forward to it.
Hi, my name is Rafa. We represent the Stormwood Service Limited. We supply the highest quality products for the gardening and park and streets. Basically, the furniture and the garden buildings.
You have a very strong Irish accent.
Really? No. I'm from Poland. The show is great. It's a really great event. And thank you so much for the invitation. It's great to be here. Favorite bit? Place. It's just this place.
You like it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Ryan Alexander from Ryan Alexander Landscape Design and Build. We're based in Reading, Newbury.
You're not exhibiting at the show, so to speak.
No, just looking today. Just looking. I think it's really good. No, I think it's a new one for me, I believe. I think it's the first one this year, from what I've heard. But I think it's really, really. I think it's got a really great variety of stands, and the show gardens are a really good standard. So, no, very impressed.
Would you come back here as a paying visitor?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Would you come and build a show garden here?
I would love to, yeah. Is that a challenge?
I don't know.
No, absolutely.
You've been around, you've seen things, you've paid the ticket in the door.
I think some of the trade stands are very good. I always like seeing new improved materials and new ideas, so it's always good to look around and see new things, really. So, yeah, no problem. Thank you.
My name's Alex Lewis. I represent the Woodland Trust doing memberships. It's been really fantastic. Yeah, it's a really great show. People are enjoying it and it's a wonderful atmosphere.
You've had a lot of people come up, a lot of people chat, a lot of new faces, I would assume.
Yeah, it's brilliant. The response to our woodlands and the support that we're able to generate for the Woodland Trust is absolutely fantastic to me. A little work. I've been up on the balconies, and some of the show gardens that the guys have been producing are quite fantastic.
Would you come back here in 2019?
I certainly hope so.
Would you come back as a spectator?
If I'm not doing this and I get the weekend off, then I'll certainly be around. I used to live in Fleet, so not too far away. No problem, thank you.
Hello, it's Rupert here. From the where we're representing the RSPB here at this brilliant show.
What's the RSPB?
The RSPB is the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, but unbeknown to a lot of people, we're not just birds, we're about all nature. You look after the birds, you got to look after where they live and what they do, where they live and what they eat, sorry.
You seem very confident in how you say that.
We've said it enough. We've had enough practice. And we care about what we're doing. My friend is an ecologist, I'm an ornithologist, so we're living the dream, and we're trying to inspire people to realise how much nature we haven't got in the country and helping them to put it back. It would be, unless they've had some that I don't know about. The response from the public here is brilliant. It's an excellent show. It's not all been packed in together. There's a broad spectrum of different people from all lives, It's a very, very good show, well organised and fantastically done. The variety and the creativity of all the different gardens here, really, and the way that it's just been, it's been well done. I mean, we've got the curator next to us. If I don't say that, I'm going to be in real trouble. No, really, it's a fantastic show. We go to a lot of shows, and we've been saying amongst ourselves it's probably the best one we've been to, so, and that's from the heart. Yeah, I hope it's the same like as it is this year, or even bigger. I mean, just but kept the way it is because it's fantastic.
Thank you so much for your time. Real pleasure.
Quite welcome. Yeah, pleasure to talk to you.
Hi, my name's Vicky.
What's that? Where do you work, Vicky?
Start again.
We'll do a take
you
two.
You ask me a question. just say go for it.
Okay, go again.
Hi, I'm Vicky, and I'm from New Forest Hostas in Hemrick Alice. Yeah, they've liked it, thinks it's great. Yeah, they're interested in what we've got, and yeah, just hope the weather was a little bit better for us. But don't think about that.
The joys of a spring garden show, or
absolutely.
A garden show, says you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, my best-selling part are the pest-resistant ones, as ever. Anything that the slugs and snails do not like, yes. Oh, I have had a look around. I loved all the gardens. I think they've made a brilliant effort. I think it's great, and I think it's been very well organised. And generally, just think it's been a fabulous show. It would be nice if a few more people had come, but hopefully next year there'll be lots of them.
Will you be back here in 2019?
If they ask me, I'm sure I will be.
You seem to be one of the happiest people I've met at the Spring Garden Show.
Oh, well, that's me. I'm generally happy anyway. Trying to find the positive in things.
You were smiling as I walked towards you. I thought I was in a bit of a pop video.
No, you had a funny thing. You were pointing it at me, so I ran.
It's called a microphone.
Yeah, it's quite scary.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Anytime.
Hi, my name is...
Theodora Keeling.
No, say it. My name is.
Hi, my name is Theodora Keeling, and I work at Wychford Pottery in Warwickshire.
What is so special about Wychford Pottery?
Wychford Pottery is a family business that's been around for about 40 years, and we hand make frostproof terracotta flower pots.
I've seen some of your pots. Some of them are big. I'm 6 foot tall.
The tallest pot we've ever thrown is here with us today, and it was thrown at 2 metres tall, come out of the kiln at 1.8. So pretty tall.
It must be a big kiln.
It's a big kiln. That's the maximum height of our kiln. We're going to need a bigger kiln if we're going to beat that.
It's year one of Ascot Spring Garden Show. Therefore, it's your first time here. I'm a genius at mathematics, in case you haven't figured it out.
The reaction's been really, really good. I think the best bit about the show is the quality of the products on display and also the facilities. Everyone's very happy about the free parking and the beautiful wide walkways and lovely quality plants and products.
What's been your own personal highlight?
This? I mean, in my first ever interview.
No, I don't mean me. Obviously, meeting me is a personal highlight of Ascot Spring Garden Show.
Oh, no, really? That's it? Yeah, that's the top.
Okay, well, let's talk about the show. I hadn't planned this.
The show gardens are obviously wonderful. Seeing them being, from being set up to how they finished, it was a remarkable process, and they did really well given the weather and difficulties, and they are amazing.
Would you see yourself back here in 2019?
Yes.
You seem quite certain about that with a smile.
It's been better than we would have predicted. So, yeah, we'll be back.
What did you think? Well, I have you. What did you think you were going to get? Because it's hard to picture something that never existed before.
We've done a lot of trade shows in the past and been out of it for about 10 years. And we came back because Stephen Bennett is very good at what he does. And Ascot is a very well-known luxury venue. And I think that's what we were expecting and that's what we've got.
You happy you did?
Yes, very.
Thank you so much for your time. Real pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome.
Stephen, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, my man, and fingers crossed I'll get to see you in April.
I would enjoy that, Peter. It's been really, really great talking to you.
Thank you so much, my good man.
Well, now we're dancing through the garden, and what a garden I have made. And now the death will grow my jasmine. I find it's soothing, I'm afraid.